What a magnificent day! Only 30% of the way left to go. You will by now be experiencing clearness. Your body is changing. Today is the day where you need to decide and purchase the maintenance plan support products that you will require once you finish the 10 days of your program. This is transformation at all levels. Let's talk about that. First, transforming in a mental and emotional way. We are striving for increasing personal excellence through personal development. Now that you have the discipline to change your physical body, I want to challenge you to change your mental and emotional. Change the way you think about things. Change the way you look at your career and life. Change the way you look at your abundance and prosperity. Look at relationships and look at how you energetically communicate into the world. If you're experiencing challenges in dealing with certain aspects of your life, but you can't seem to get over them, you might want to listen to this. You know, one of the most profound things that I've learned to teach others is something called Emotional Freedom Techniques, or EFT for short. It's a process of rewiring and retraining the brain to properly process certain stimuli so that you react in a balanced and logical way, rather than in an unbalanced, negative emotion way. For example, let's say that Jane is looking for a job, but every time she goes for the interview, she breaks into sweat and stutters. As much as she practices with her friends and in front of a mirror, she can't seem to break the pattern of extreme nervousness. The stimulus is the interview, and her reaction is to get nervous and sweat and stutter. This is how her brain is wired to react, while many others in the world are completely fine during interviews. What is happening is that Jane's right brain, the emotional and artistic one, is overreacting, while her left brain, the logical one, is saying, "Everything's all right, Jane. Calm down. You can do this." However, her right brain is not listening to her left brain, and therefore her body listens and starts to sweat and she starts to stutter her words. One aspect of EFT is to facilitate left and right brain communication. Once the two halves communicate successfully on a certain subject, the brain instantly rewires itself and new patterns are formed. Healthy response patterns, that is. So the next time Jane goes for an interview, she successfully answers all questions without freaking out. Is EFT something that you might benefit from? If you think so, please contact our clinic at 416-461-8688 to book an appointment. EFT is quick, it's simple, and it forever changes lives for the better. So this 10-day transformation really is about transforming all the areas of your life. Yesterday we talked about healthy fats. Today's nutrition education is about carbohydrates. Carbohydrates. Tasty? Yes. Addictive? Absolutely. Carbohydrates are the body's preferred source of energy, but it can also be overdone, as many people become addicted to them due to the fact that it can alter our mood. Our digestive system breaks down carbohydrates into glucose, which is absorbed through the intestine and carried to the muscle cells and other tissues for both immediate and long-term energy demands. If not used immediately, glucose gets stored into the muscles, cells, and liver as glycogen for future use. Too much stored glucose that is not burned through exercise can result in weight gain. This is the challenge that most people face when dealing with weight balance issues. There are two types of carbohydrates, simple and complex carbs. Simple carbs are converted into energy rather quickly and are good for immediate, short-term energy demands. Complex carbs should make up the majority of our carbohydrate intake as they take longer to digest, providing us with a steady release of energy to the muscles, brain, and cells. Complex carbs also contain B vitamins and fiber for the production of energy for weight loss, nerve health, and a balanced metabolism. The best sources for complex carbohydrates are vegetables. Root vegetables like yams, carrots, sweet potatoes, turnip, parsnip, and squash. Whole grains, brown or wild rice, wheat or brown rice pasta, rye, spelt, kamut, oat, barley, beans, peas and lentils, as well as other legumes. Poor sources of energy are simple carbs, and they include refined white bread, white pasta, white flour, white rice, most commercial cereals, sweets, candies, and processed sugars. If you consume simple carbs, yes, you'll get a burst of energy, but you'll also end up with a crash and subsequently craving for even more sugar. An addiction can develop, and regular consumption of refined grains or sugars leads to hormonal imbalances, fatigue, weight gain, and other health problems. When the body's stores of glucose are full, extra glucose is converted into fat. So choosing complex carbs rather than refined ones and limiting your carbohydrate intake will help prevent weight gain, chronic fatigue, mood swings, PMS, mental fatigue, and other illnesses. So when you're back to eating solid foods after your 10-day transformation, think about the food sources of carbohydrates that you're going to consume. Make smart and healthy choices, and your body will thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.